Atlanta is one of our favorite cities in the South.
Absolutely. Oh, I bet you say that to all the cities.
Not true.
Okay.
We do love Atlanta, and I think that part of the reason why is that it really is the town in the South with the greatest diversity of cuisines represented. And as a result, it made it really difficult to iron down on what we wanted to focus on in Atlanta. You know, in a half-hour show, you can't do everything. But we started out at the Buford Highway Farmers Market, actually.
Ah.
Do you know that market?
Very well.
And we went shopping with Gian Lee and Cody Taylor from Heirloom Market Barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they do at Heirloom, they do this wonderful Korean Southern barbecue mashup. Mm-hmm. And it's just so delicious. It's got all the spicy, pickly flavors of Korean food, but also a lot of the warm, soulful barbecue flavors of the South.
It's wonderful to hear your reflections on the cosmopolitan aspects of the city. And indeed, the international influence has really been a tremendous boost to the choices we have in Atlanta.
Yeah, I mean, it represents the future to us. Like, this is the way most southern cities that are large or at least medium sized are going to look in the next 10, 15, 20 years. And it's just so exciting. And there's so much energy in Atlanta and, frankly, a ton of money. And you put that together with some, you know, deep traditions, southern traditions, and some great things result. One of the most southern experiences I think we had in the Atlanta episode was actually out at the airport at Dwayne Nutter's One Flew South, which is every sophisticated traveler's dirty little secret. Extend your layover in Atlanta if you have one, or you show up early at the airport because they're doing real food behind security.
These cats out of sight. Ooh, boy, they can cook. Just don't know.
So we explored some of the constraints and odd twists that being in that situation puts on a really ambitious restaurateur and bartender. We interviewed Tiffany, the bartender there, who's awesome as well, and talked about how that affects the drinking culture of the South.
Really? Well, Dwayne was in here last week, and he talked about you two, and I think you may be doing something together.
We've been participating in the Atlanta Food and Wine Festival coming up at the end of this month, every year since it started. And
yeah,
we just love it. And that was part of our introduction to the brilliance of Atlanta's food scene, how collegial it can be and how resourceful and modern and still very attached to Southern roots. And so there's always like a panel discussion, a demonstration. We love cooking demonstrations and usually some pretty fun dinners as well that we'll get to collaborate with Dwayne on.
Wonderful. Well, you mentioned the regional nuances in drinking. Many years ago, when my husband accepted his job offer here, which is why we moved here, and we both grew up in Chicago and went to school in Indiana. And when we were about to move to Atlanta, we thought, okay, we should have some mint juleps. Never found a mint julep when we got down here. So
right.
How do you set about busting stereotypes?
Well, that's the fun of doing the research and choosing the cities on the show. In a place like Louisville, for example, where we were most recently, we ended up referring to mint juleps, but we didn't do a segment on mint juleps or the Derby because we felt that that's expected about Louisville. That's something that we're anticipating. So let's do something a little bit offbeat and maybe a step further from the dominant narrative of the town. And that's sort of been our challenge throughout, is to take what a place is known for and try to sort of uncover something. That's the uncovered part of it, is trying to uncover something special and maybe a little bit less known and yet keep within the regionalisms of the place. I mean, what's funny is that you didn't find a julep in Atlanta.
No.
Whereas, you know, in Louisville, which is not that far away, you know, you find a million juleps.
Hey! Just a little bit of soul now.
The research part of this is so fun. And part of the mission of Ovation is, as an arts network, and our show being on an arts network, is that we can sort of go outside of the world specifically of food and touch on other arts that are connected to food. So in Asheville, we met up with a potter who makes serving ware for, he partners with chefs to make specific dishes for their food.
Wow.
And in Atlanta, we were able to meet with an amazing table maker. The company is Lehman Luther, and they handcraft tables that go in many of the hot restaurants in Atlanta, including the new Krog Street Market. And so we're able to touch on other arts, furniture making, pottery, visual arts. We interviewed a graffiti muralist in Charleston who does many of the murals that appear in restaurants. We just have a fun time exploring the regionalisms that make their way into the creative arts in each town.
Fantastic. Well, certainly race is a topic that enters every Southerner's mind with practically every subject. And this is one area where history, heritage, and food are shared.
Absolutely. And we can, you know, lead by example. We obviously aim for a broad perspective in all the episodes that we do, but we're trying with Southern Uncovered just to show the South the way it is and to portray that how, you know, interesting and worthy a destination it is. And we just love bringing a diversity of voices, whether it's black or white or Latino or Asian. You can pretty much find it all in the South. Mm-hmm. So that is our South, and we embrace it.
What was the biggest surprise that each of you found in doing this series?
Well, here's the thing. We are cookbook authors, first and foremost. And so in our background, writing about food and traveling around the South for the past 15 years, we think that we know it so well. And yet what's great about this series is we're discovering things along the way that even we didn't know about every city we've been to. I mean, it's really fun to go, for example, to Louisville and discover that there has been a restaurant specializing in Mayan cuisine, the cuisine of the Yucatan, that's been there for 18 years.
Wow.
And in all our trips to Louisville, we'd never been. So it really is this continuous process of discovery. The other thing I think is that the South is changing. The Southern cities are changing so fast that even if we've been to Atlanta 8 months ago, we'll find new experiences to have that weren't there 8 months ago. And that's an exciting part of what we do, too, is just discovering new things and also discovering things that have been in cities for a long time, but that we just didn't encounter for whatever reason.
Always something new and exciting. And in what you've been talking about, something positive, something that brings people together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're pretty confident that without ever getting to the level of telling people this insight about the South, we can simply just show it to them by having fun while we travel and really keeping it fresh.
So does sibling rivalry or bickering ever become a problem?
Does it ever in our many decades of being together and living together and working together?
But in TV, the producers love it. They try to encourage more back and forth, shall we say.
I think in every episode we've done so far, and I think in the future ones, they always set up some sort of competition in which we are pitted against one another.
Oh.
And in which there is a judgment. And I'd like to say that I'm, at this point, I'm winning out over Matt, but you shall see.
Okay.
Matt. Well, yeah, you'll see. In Atlanta, I won the MIG welding contest.
Who's younger?
Matt is 2 years older, which I always like to point out.
Aha. Well, gentlemen, it has been a delight. Thank you so
much. Same here.
And thank you, Lois.
Well, best of luck with Southern Uncovered. We look forward to watching and really excited about having you visit at the end of the month.
We'll see you soon.
Looking forward to it.